on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
He always scores his films with brownie points, which is appropriate. Ron, I thought, I kind of got into this just the beginning. I haven't seen the drama, but I'd read that it starts out where she's at a table. He doesn't know that she's deaf in one ear and she's got an earbud in the other ear.
Yes, that's right. That's their meet cute. It's at like a Starbucks or something like that. And it starts one way and you're not really sure that it's going to go another way, but it does. And that's what's so good about it. It stars Zendaya and Robert Pattinson. They're soon to be newlyweds after you see their meet cute. It's not a lighthearted romantic comedy, though. It's pretty funny in places, but it's layered with drama. In fact, I think it has more layers than a typical wedding cake. It is really, really a good movie. Zendaya
plays. Does it get dark?
It does.
Okay.
And that's what's so good about it. It's not just one thing. I was going in expecting a lighthearted romantic comedy because, you know, they're getting married. And then, of course, you know, they show them with like bruises on their face in the poster. And you're thinking, oh, well, okay. So it doesn't turn out like everybody expected, but it's still going to be funny. Well, what happens is they're drinking wine before the wedding with friends, and they play a game where they admit that the worst thing that they ever done, what that is. Emma's worst thing stuns everybody, and then perceptions about her change and the movie changes after you learn about her disturbing past. Now, it's awkward and funny in equal measures from there on out, never going too far one way or the other, but it does dance with both. It is a great blend of artsy and commercial elements, very much like Zendaya's HBO series, Euphoria, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, and that's coming back, right?
Euphoria is coming back. First, let me give my brownie points score for the drama. I liked it so much I gave it 4.5 out of 5 brownie points. Really, really a good movie.
Oh,
it's
good.
It's just one of 3 Zendaya movies that are going to be released this year. They all also star Robert Pattinson as well. The other two are Dune 3 and The Odyssey, and then, as you just mentioned, she's going to be back on the small screen after a 4-year hiatus. HBO's Euphoria is returning in a few weeks, Sunday, April 12th, and the finale is going to air on Sunday, May 31st. So Euphoria fans are very, very happy. Zendaya is returning as Rue Bennett. Sydney Sweeney will be returning as Cassie Howard. And speaking of Sydney Sweeney, she has been cast to play Kim Novak in a new movie called Scandal about her relationship with Sammy Davis Jr. in the 1950s. Now, why is it called Scandal? Well, because it was scandalous when a white woman dated a black man in the 1950s. Remember, interracial marriage was actually illegal at that time. So Kim Novak says she's not very happy that Sydney Sweeney is going to be playing her in the role, though. She thinks that Sydney Sweeney is too sexy. And she says her relationship with Sammy Davis Jr. was about much more than sex. They had so much in common, and they really loved each other. That movie is coming out. I thought I wrote the date down, but it's coming out soon. Let's go with that, okay?
And how old is Kim Novak now?
Kim Novak is still around. She's 93 years old. And this was a nice fact that I didn't realize before I looked this up. She was born right here in Chicago. She went to Farragut High School and Wright Junior College and then the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. Kim Novak was very famous for being in one of Alfred Hitchcock's greatest movies, Vertigo, many others, but that's maybe her most famous role.
I just looked up her picture because I don't have a recollection of her, but yeah, I see her now.
Well, she was very pretty. She was a glamorous movie star.
Beautiful.
But she thinks that Sydney Sweeney is a little too top-heavy to play her as well.
And there's a film festival at the Music Box Theater.
This is great news. Yeah, a major film festival opening at the Music Box Theater in Chicago this weekend. Well, actually starting today. It's called the Beyond Film Festival. It is the largest genre film fest in the United States. It's usually in L.A., but this year it moves to Chicago for the first time. They're showing 31 action movies from today until Sunday. Several guest stars will attend, including Bob Odenkirk, one of our favorites. He's going to premiere his new action thriller, Normal, and Japanese actress Miko Kaji, who's going to attend special screenings of her films, including Lady Snowblood. That was a major influence on the Quentin Tarantino film Kill Bill 2. And if you've ever seen that, you'll see the scenes right away. They're almost direct replicas from Lady Snowblood. So that's kind of cool to see where Quentin Tarantino got some of his ideas for Kill Bill 2. There's details and tickets available at the Music Box website.
And Ron, should the Dancing Farmer and I go see Project Hail Mary in the movie theaters or just wait till it comes to our TV?
I would say go to the movie theaters. It's a big movie event. It's outer space, so there's a lot of great cinematography. Not so much special effects, just as visual effects, the visual and the music. I would definitely okay. suggest going to see. I wanted to see it in IMAX, but they were sold out to the showing that I wanted to go to, so I took the next best thing, just saw it on a regular screen.
Hey, did you take this gig of reviewing movies on my show now so you can tax deduct all those movies that you're paying to
see? You're on to me, aren't you? Yeah, I go see a lot of movies, and I'm kind of surprised that not everybody goes to see 300-plus movies a year. I thought that was normal behavior, really.
What should we look forward to? Are there big blockbusters coming up?
There are. Steven Spielberg's going to have a new space movie called Disclosure Day. That trailer is out there right now. And Christopher Nolan, who, of course, you know, did Oppenheimer and so many others before this, he's got a movie called The Odyssey based on the book The Odyssey, which everybody should have read in college. And Tom Cruise has his next film. This is going to be an artsy film with Oscar-winning director Alejandro Iñárritu. He won for Birdman and The Revenant, an Oscar for Best Director. So that's always an event to look forward to. And you got Tom Cruise in the leading role. Maybe Tom could be looking at his first Oscar for that one, just saying.
Ooh. He's never won an Oscar?
He never has. He's been up several times.
Wow, interesting. All right, thanks so much, Ron. We really appreciate it.
It is always fun. That's a wrap. Thank you, Lisa.
He gave 4.5 stars to the movie The Drama.